This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Foreign Secretary's visit to Bangladesh. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Nilova Roy Chaudhary, journalist.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has visited Dhaka today. The visit by India's Foreign Secretary is intended to be an indication from India that India would like to restore relations with this very, very important neighbor at the level at which it used to be and on a very even keel and a mutually dependent, mutually equal relationship. We are joined today by Ambassador Anil Wadhwa, who will be telling us why this particular visit by the Indian Foreign Secretary to Bangladesh today is so important. Anil, why is Vikram Misri's visit to Dhaka today so important?
I think ever since the Sheikh Hasina government has fallen, we've seen that the interim government in Bangladesh is not quite in control of the situation. And therefore, we have seen a number of incidents, especially attacks on minorities and their places of worship, etc., which have not gone down too well in neighboring India in particular. There's also been a deterioration in the security situation as far as India is concerned because of the interim government's moves towards Pakistan, opening up of the visa processes for Pakistanis visiting Bangladesh without checks, and also the cargo ships which have been allowed to visit Bangladesh ports. Besides that, there have been other indications that the interim government is not really in control because they have been pursuing steadfastly a policy of re-examining contracts that had been signed during the Sheikh Hasina government with India, which has not gone down too well with the Indian establishment. So during this visit, it's important to take stock of all this. It's important that Foreign Secretary passes on the message from New Delhi that India expects Dhaka to walk the talk on protecting minority rights and to contain the surge of extremist rhetoric, which is increasing incidents of violence and of provocation. Of course, given the fact that there has been some amount of provocation from the other side too, but it's a question of action and reaction. And the main message that he will convey is that India is willing to work with the interim government in Bangladesh in making sure that our relations remain on an even keel and that there is no difference in opinion in India as to whether we need to deal with one government or the other in Bangladesh, as long as it leads to a win-win situation on both sides. Also, Bangladesh itself is facing a crisis situation because inflation there is skyrocketing. It's in double digits. Unemployment, which is youth unemployment particularly, now stands at over 15%. There is a general breakdown of law and order, besides flourishing extortion and protection rackets which have come up. Then the other issue of concern to India is that the Bangladesh's Jamaat, which dominates this interim government, is trying to paint India as that country's perhaps an enemy or a sure way to swing popular angst away from the new interim government and its failures. And that is something which cannot be tolerated as well. So I think the message would be to walk the talk, to control all these kinds of actions which are happening in Bangladesh, protect the minorities, and make sure that relationship is back on an even keel. After all, there's a lot of stake between India and Bangladesh. And Bangladesh is quite heavily dependent upon India, especially for electricity from Faraka, from Tripura's gas-based power plant, from the Adani Group's coal-fired plant in Jharkhand. And similarly, large amounts of polyester and cotton yarn, which Bangladesh government factories need, come from India, not to mention the potatoes, the onions, sugar and meat that ordinary citizens consume daily. So in order to make sure that that keeps working and there's no further escalation of the feelings, bad feelings towards India and Bangladesh, it's important to make sure that nothing comes in the way of having an effect on these kinds of relationships and these dependencies which we have built up painstakingly over the number of years.
Indeed, and in the month of December particularly, when 53 years ago almost, India was so actively assisting the Bangladeshi people achieve their own independence and come back to life, it is perhaps significant that Mr. Misri has gone to Dhaka at this point of time, where he said after his meetings that he's emphasized that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. We'll go across to Dhaka for a brief bite from what Mr. Misri said.
For discussions and consultations on the entire gamut of issues in the extremely important bilateral relationship between India and Bangladesh. since the political changes in Bangladesh in August this year, there has of course been contact between our leaderships. My visit follows those interactions and is the first foreign secretary level structured engagement between the two sides following those developments. Today's discussions have given both of us the opportunity to take stock of our relations, and I appreciate the opportunity today to have had a frank, candid and constructive exchange of views with all my interlocutors.
At the same point of time, our Akashvani correspondent in Dhaka, Naval Singh Parmar, is joining us. And Navalji, I'm going to ask you one question about how important has this visit been in terms of the optics from the Bangladesh side. Is it being favorably looked at in Bangladesh? How is it playing out in the Bangladesh media?
India-Bangladesh relation is very, very important for the South Asian region as well as both the countries. And the most important thing is the timing of the visit. The relation between the two countries was passing through on such a bumpy road. And during that time, Vikram Misri's visit to Bangladesh is very much important. And there were quite a positive atmosphere here in Bangladesh. I have seen in the media fraternities here and even the Ministry of Bangladesh officials were also, I met them, they were very quite optimistic that this visit will help a lot to sort out some issues which are surfaced during the last 2-3 months.
The problem seems to be more in the nature of the fact that the interim government in Bangladesh does not appear to be fully in control of all of the aspects of government. Anilji, would you agree with that in terms of the fact that the process of reviewing everything that has happened in the past has made them lose a little control over what it is that's happening in the present?
Because there has been this tendency to look at everything which was done during the previous government's time, including agreements, with some sort of suspicion. And that includes a review of the bilateral power-sharing agreements between India and Bangladesh, for instance, on which Bangladesh really has very little choice but to go forward with these agreements. If it does not do so, then it will be the Bangladesh population which will suffer. And after all, how much can you review? And even if you review, you will end up paying fines for breaking this agreement. These are all legal documents which have been signed between parties. And after entering into these bilateral relationships, if you try to redo them, then it's a long drawn out process, very troublesome. And I'm sure Bangladesh would be realizing that it's not that easy by now. Secondly, there's also this question about the fiber optics transit being located in Bangladesh. Now, that's something which helps both countries, but there's a feeling in Bangladesh today, especially in the interim government, that it does not benefit them in any way. It does not give them any revenue. In fact, it leads to development in the neighboring northeast states of India and not Bangladesh, for some strange reason that is seen as something which is working against the interests of Bangladesh. That is again something which is very difficult to understand. And also a review of any other sort of agreement on connectivity, for instance, would make both countries big losers. After all, the development of this region, which is the Greater Bay of Bengal region, depends on connectivity and making sure that transportation costs go down, energy costs go down for the populations which are living on both sides of the border. And it was working quite well. It's not as if one side was gaining more than the other so far. It will also have its own effect on the momentum which is there between the two countries on looking at the exchange of documents on other important issues like the Teesta water sharing agreement, like connectivity, which is in keeping with the BIMSTEC plan of action, or for that matter, improving on our trade and commerce even further, and more investments from India, which are all benefiting Bangladesh in some way or the other. So I think there has to be a change in attitude. There has to be much more of an effort to make sure that there are no pinpricks which arise in this relationship with India.
Considering that Muhammad Yunus himself is an economist of some repute internationally, it's very surprising that he would allow this kind of happening in terms of all of the agreements that have been signed between the two countries. But having said that, hopefully Foreign Secretary Misri's visit today begins to help both countries recalibrate their relations and move back from, as you said, the active and the reactive elements and start to focus again on what is important for both countries. And for Bangladesh to seek an equal relationship, they must equally be pragmatic about things that have happened and try to move forward, wouldn't you say?
Because after all, when the chief advisor to Muhammad Yunus, press secretary Shafiqul Alam, said that Bangladesh hopes for improved relations with New Delhi, a relationship which is based on fairness, equality and dignity. So if there is any perceived gap between how Bangladesh is being treated by India, then I think India would be quite ready to address that. But it can only happen if you point out concrete examples of how this is happening, because from the Indian side, I cannot detect any such action which has led to this feeling of the fact that Bangladesh has not been treated with fairness, equality and dignity. And I think this is what Foreign Secretary would have conveyed today in all his meetings in Bangladesh.
Navalji, what is your view on the matter? Do you think the Foreign Secretary's visit today will help restore some of the levels of trust that exist between the governments of the two countries?
Actually, the bilateral relation between India and Bangladesh is very much established relation, and there is a multiple communication channel between the two countries. The issue was the change of guard here in Bangladesh, and then, as Ambassador Wadhwa said rightly, that it was an action and reaction things were happening. And the interim government led by Professor Yunus is also searching for the support from the people, because they came on power during the euphoria. But then after, there are multiple factions among the student against the discrimination, the student group which leads the movement against the Sheikh Hasina. There is a division among the students group. Before the arrest of Chinmay Krishnadas, and in fact on the same day, there were a huge protest and huge fight on street amongst the students. There were around 15,000 to 20,000 students on the street. So they were very much afraid about what will happen in next 2-3 days. So they are also facing a crisis in law and order situation. You might be aware that there were a fear among the police officers and police personnel. At the same time, people were very angry on the police force. So without police force, it is difficult to maintain law and order situation in country like Bangladesh, which is having around 18 to 90 crores of population. So they were also struggling. The Yunus administration is also struggling with the law and order situation. But in the last week of November, when India and other countries took up the issue of violence and intimidation against the minority, then Yunus government become more sensitive and they call for all party meeting. Then again, they call for the dialogue with the religious leader, and they pass on the instruction to the law enforcement agencies to be sensitive towards the unwanted incidents happening against the minority, including Hindus. So in last 4-5 days, I can see some change in the attitude of the government as well as the law enforcement agencies, and it reflects in their action. So this visit of Indian Foreign Secretary to Dhaka will be a very much important or milestone visit in the bilateral relation of India and Bangladesh in current scenario.
Thank you so much, Navalji. Anil, thank you very much. And this is hopefully things will begin to look up between the two countries and immediate neighbors with such a huge land boundary between them. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Foreign Secretary's visit to Bangladesh. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Nilova Roy Chaudhary, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.